brother contacted me, and it's the last week of class this quarter at Southeastern Biblical Institute of Biblical Studies, and he was talking to me about an assignment that they gave them, and it was, if Christ were to come back right now and talk to everyone, now obviously I know this wouldn't happen based on the scriptures, but if he could and if he did, what would he say? And of course, my immediate response was, well, he would just probably recite the Sermon on the Mount again, because it's so applicable. It's kind of the constitution of Christianity, if you will. I think it's been referred to by many people. And when I made that statement, it made me think back to the Sermon on the Mount and to go back and to reread it and kind of think about some of the things that are said. And one of the things I want to talk about very briefly tonight is Matthew 5:13. Arguably, there's no passage in the Bible that would make more of an impact on us to help us understand our influence in the world. And when we think about influence, we kind of always brush over it and say, yes, we influence other people, and we kind of take it for granted. But the truth of the matter is, influence is a blessing from God. It's a blessing, and it's also a responsibility. It's one that we have to be very aware of when we're out in the world and when we're out proclaiming the name of Jesus, because people are watching us and people are wanting to see what we're doing. Before Christ says Matthew 5:13, he actually talks about the Beatitudes, and we're all pretty familiar with that text, but we see that it's a list of characteristics with which someone would have a great blessing if they were to personify these attributes. And then he also gives us these things to contrast the current state of the world. And if we look back to the Beatitudes, we can see that it definitely contrasts the world that we live in today. And then he gets to Matthew 5:13, and he says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has become tasteless, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men." You know, at this time, I could only imagine how the people in the audience are thinking. Salt is an extremely valuable resource. Some of the Roman soldiers were even paid in salt. Okay, that was their wage. And the interesting point about salt is it was needed to preserve food, just like it is today, but even more so because of the lack of refrigeration. So salt played a vital part in these people's lives. And Jesus actually tells us that you are the salt of the earth, telling them that they're the salt of the earth. So when I think back to the Sermon on the Mount, and I think about, if Christ was to come back today and talk to us in the church, he would say, "You are the salt of the earth." And how would we react to something like that? How would we respond? You know, we know today that salt is important, but how do we get the correlation? Basically, we flavor the world. And the interesting part about salt is that many people would say it's a great flavoring tool. I don't necessarily like to dump a lot of salt on the things that I eat, but some people would say that they do. But the interesting part about salt is it's not usually about the salt. It's about whatever item the salt is applied to. It's enhancing the item that the salt is applied to. So as we correlate this to us today, we need to realize that when we go out and we evangelize as the salt of the earth, we are flavoring the world around us with our influence, with God's word, and with our basic lives in the world. You know, salt was also used back then to preserve things. And I think if we think about salt today, preserving things, and we think about ourselves being salt of the earth, we would think that we're preserving God's will in this world. And there's no better time to think about this than this time of year when people are talking about moral values and social values and those things with an election coming up. This is a time that we can really show as Christians God's word. And this is when we can really influence those people around us. We see later that in this passage that Christ says, "But if the salt has become tasteless." And that's something that I think we all have to think about, because as we think about if we've become tasteless, if we've lost our flavor, what does that mean? Well, Christ tells us that to him, if the salt's lost flavor, to everyone in that time, if the salt's lost flavor, it's really no good. You could just throw it out and walk all over it. It doesn't make a difference. It's nothing more than really just dirt if it has no flavor. So we have to be careful. So as we kind of take this just a couple of minutes to think about our lives, of course we extend the invitation, the Lord's invitation, that if there are any of those who would be here who need to respond to obey Christ, to obey Him in baptism, or to study, to learn what needs to be done, then obviously this is the time that you can come. But if you're here and you've kind of lost your influence, you kind of lost your way, and you need the prayers of the church, or you need to repent of something that's public, of nature, then this is the time for you as well. And this is something that, obviously, Christ is extending the invitation always, but this is a time that we reserve for this at this point. So if you're here and you have a need, please come as we stand and sing.